Now, if you've been tuning in, if you've been watching the headlines, you will know that we've been chatting fires for a couple of weeks now. We've been talking the Amazon fires. Then last week, we were talking a bit more about how firefighters in northern New South Wales are using dry firefighting because they're running out of water. I'm sorry to tell you that we are sticking to the same topic. This week, we are chatting about the fires that are ravaging the Borneo rainforest in Indonesia. Since the beginning of September, there have been 73,000 fire alerts across Indonesia, and caught in the middle of this are thousands of critically endangered orangutans who live in the Borneo rainforest. Here to tell us a little bit more, we have Tony Gilding on the line. He's the president of Borneo Orangutan Survival Australia. Tony, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Pleasure. Nice to be here. Thank you.
So tell me, what is the current situation for orangutans in Borneo?
Well, orangutans in Borneo are a protected animal, but unfortunately their habitat is not. So the rainforest that they live in is not protected. There are some areas that are remote and hardly touched, but there are many areas that are very vulnerable, including a lot of areas where they adjoin local villages, and there's a tradition of a sort of a forest burn at this time of the year to get some more agricultural land. So they're in trouble.
And so compared to, I suppose, some of the agricultural burns that we would normally see, how bad is the fire situation?
Well, it's not even into the later part of the season yet. Normally it goes through to the end of October, and there's already over a few hundred thousand hectares being burnt out, an area the size of the ACT, but it's going to get worse. The land is very dry, and a lot of these fires, especially the peat fires, once they start, they're very, very hard to put out.
So what's the Indonesian government, what's their response been like so far?
Well, back in 2015, the current president promised that it would take 3 or 4 years to get rid of this this annual problem, because it is a problem. Some years it's worse than others. But unfortunately, there needs to be a lot more to be done, because it's just coming back every year. It's a very, very, very complex situation, as with all of these things. Announcing a fire ban on the ABC doesn't solve the problem. There are people who are struggling to feed their families, and for them, they just need that extra land. There are people that start fires and then they get out of control. There are so many things to be done, but look, more needs to be done. Absolutely more needs to be done.
And so once, I suppose, this really large section of orangutan habitat is burnt away, what actually happens to the orangutans next?
Yeah, well, that's a problem. We have about 500 orangutans in our care at our various care centres around the south of Borneo and Indonesian Kalimantan. We've been very successful in releasing over 400 back to the wild in good protected areas. None of those are currently threatened. But they need to be taken to safe places. But look, even taking them to safe places, the smoke is so bad at the moment. Some people can't see 20 feet in front of them, or 10 metres in front of them. It's just so hazy. And that creates respiratory problems. We've got orangutans that are suffering from that. We don't know the long-term effects of that. I don't need to tell your listeners, when you burn down the rainforest, you burn down any forest, you're going to have problems. And it's not just the orangutans, of course. They're the umbrella species, or the iconic species in the rainforest. But there are many, many, it's one of the most biodiverse areas in the world. There are many, many, many thousands of species per hectare who are equally vulnerable from the fires.
And you mentioned before that you think a lot more should be done. If all of a sudden I gave you a magic wand and you were in charge, what would you like to see done? What do we need to be doing?
Well, I guess we need to be stricter law enforcement. There have been very few prosecutions of people lighting fires. There needs to be a lot more community involvement and teaching of the importance of keeping the rainforest. This is not a problem with the indigenous native Dayak tribes. They're totally respectful of the rainforest. But a lot of people in Indonesia have been relocated to new areas, and of course they don't treat them as they would their sort of homeland. So there's a big education aspect to it. I think they're doing a pretty good job of fighting the fires. They've got a lot more facilities now than they used to have. And these fires are different to the Australian fires in that Well, I'm not a firefighting expert. Somebody can correct me here. But, you know, in Australia, we have the very large fires that go across the treetops in a sort of, in seconds destroy entire rainforest. They tend to be more sort of lower level fires, grass fires, ones that can be put out, or slow-burning peat fires. So you don't need massive amount of equipment. And, we sent out a list of equipment that we need. And for $30,000 or so, we can equip a number of crews to go in and just damp these fires out, put them out, and start the rehabilitation process.
Well, Tony, we really appreciate your time. You're doing some amazing work. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thanks. And we have daily updates at orangutans.com.au, which is our website. And also, if people want to help an orangutan and the orangutans, we have a great little program where people adopt an orangutan. We send them an update every couple of months. And most of them end up going back to the wild where they belong. That's a great joy and very exciting.
We'll get the links up in the podcast. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Tess. Lovely to chat. Good on you. Bye.
That was Tony Gilding. He's the president of the Borneo Orangutan Survival Australia, talking about the forest fires ravaging the Borneo rainforest at the moment and what it's going to mean for the orangutans that live there.